Sadi Gimel, Sif Beis. Echad Rubi Chatzeres, Echad Shetuvim Mivua Yisma Arban or some Bein Hashmoshes. So the Chazal allowed, even though Bein Hashmoshes is a Suffolk Lila, and the idea that Rubi Chatzeres has to be in effect before Shabbos, since it's the Din Drabbanan, it's Bein Hashmoshes, so we're allowed to do that Erev then. And we'll say that it's considered an effect because we'll consider it a kula suffolk yom. It's like you did it, mibar yom. It's a suffolk yom. It's like you did it before Shabbos. So we're doing two kulas over here. We're saying you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it over here. B, that you it has to be effective. It's considered effective. The feeling we require kibbutz love to sever Shabbos. Yesh oisim in kibbutz love to sever Shabbos. But some say if the person was mekabel Shabbos already, at that point in time, it's more chomer that he's declared it to be Shabbos, and then you can't be ma'ariv anymore. The first opinion says no. The mitzvah to sever Shabbos you've done, but it doesn't take away from Chazal's leniency allowing you to do the Rubi Chatzeres or the Shetuvim Avuah has been a shmoshes. Okay, Ben Hashmoshes, Mr. Brewer tests, Rabbi Nusam Ben Hashmoshes, Ayin Leil B'Simon Reis HaMach Alev. Mr. Brewer, Be'er Halacha Masha K'sav Nusham. So there he discusses exactly when is the period known as Ben Hashmoshes. Again, the two main sheetahs are the according to the Gra, Ben Hashmoshes starts immediately after sunset, continues for a period of time. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, which is by the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, immediately after the sunset, it's still Yom. Ben Hashmoshes doesn't start until later on. And eventually you have nightfall by the demand of the Rebbeinu Tam. So, in general, Mr. Brewer deals with it as that it's somewhat of a suffix. Okay, so the first sheet that allowed you to do, so it's a Gemara that you can do a Rubik Hatzeris, Spanish mushers, right? It's a Mishnah, really. We say it about Mimelikin that suffix. Even though it's a suffer already, one of the things is you can't do certain things with ma'ariv and atonement, but you ought to be ma'ariv. That's referring to Rubik Hatzeris. Mephilim Karkiba love, Vertalemisha Karkiba love, Kadam and Shazab and Shmoshes, Dika Tartal Yosef, Yelachi Shori. So you have the Kabbalah of Tosefer Shabbos. You also have the fact that it's been a Shmoshes already. So even so, the first opinion says it's Mutter. So the Ben Hashmoshes, we deal with it as a suffix derabbanan, your mekel. So that's but the chiddush over here is even when we're coming to Sefer Shabbos. So Sefer Shabbos is a din d'oraisa that you have to be mosav on to Shabbos. So there's interesting Reb Kiviger. In Siman. Reish Nun Gimel, I think, where there's the halacha talks about that you have if you're putting up food before Shabbos, it has to be a third cooked before Shabbos actually starts. So he says that definition of what that means is totally an actual Shabbos, not totally in Tosefer Shabbos. So he says, why not? So he says, either because the Iker's Zman of Tosefer Shabbos is a very short period of time, and that which we extended further is a Din Rabbanan. Even if we say it's a Deraisa, it's only an Aseh. So during that time of Tosefer Shabbos, there's an Aseh to be Noig Shabbos. You're Makabal Shabbos, now you're Makabal Noig Shabbos because it's an Aseh. But the Isurim, the Lav, the Chi of Koriz, Skila, doesn't apply till actual Shabbos. So that which Chazal made a gzeira about this food, you might come to stir it, etc. Maybe over this sort of cooking, they didn't make a gzeira because of what they said. They made a gzeira because of the lav and the chiyuv skila. So we deal with the zman of Tosefer Shabbos as a more lenient time. So Chazal did not aser the Rubi Chatzeris during Tosefer Shabbos according to the Shita. And the effectiveness of the Eruv HaChatzeres is totally when Shabbos actually starts, not when the Mount at your Moisev.
What food star?
I'm sorry, what did you say to me?
What food star?
Food star?
Food star.
Storing the food.
The dinner over there, we're putting up food before Shabbos. I'm not going to get involved in the dinner. Rish Nagimel. Beginning of the third parakim, set the Shabbos. Do you remember it?
Kira.
Yeah. Okay, now, so that's the first opinion. The two also feel in the Kabbalah, so that they say that the problem is not the Benish Moshes, the problem is the Kabbalah. And the Rafilo Dayan Legia Benish Moshes. Zman Benish Moshes. Even so, if this is a problem, you cannot do Ruba Chazeres because of your Makabal Shabbos early. Even if your Makabal Shabbos before is Benish Moshes, this would be problematic according to the Shita. Okay. Which is a time that you're mechuyav to keep Shabbos, but it's not something which you undertook to do. So that Chazal we're leaning to allow you to do a Ruvi Chatzeris. But if you made a declaration that you're going to do this, so that's more chomer according to this opinion than just the Benish Moshes. Even though Benish Moshes, the point he's saying, functions as it were as a Kabbalah Shabbos for you, it's forcing you to keep Shabbos. So, but you didn't do that. That just happened. So over here, you're doing something, so that's more chum, according to this opinion. And, in Kilo, it's a separate Shabbos, and Bibir Gromashma, the Shin inside of the Dinah Kadeh Zu, the Grah Paskins, like this, the Shin Shita, once you're in Kabbalah Shabbos, to separate Shabbos, Iruba Kateris is also, Ryan Lebus, and Rish Samachal, Dir Siptal, Bibir Locha, Dir Maskal, Ein Ma'arvin. So the Bir Lachas is dealing with the following question. The presentation of the Shulchan Aruch over here, based on the klalim which we have in the Shulchan Aruch, is when he brings two opinions. He brings the first opinion as a stam, the second opinion is a yesh oyser, yesh omrim. He passes like the first opinion. So the Shulchan Aruch,
yesh omrim.
So over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings the first opinion as stam, that you're allowed to make the Ruvi Chatzeres even after you're mekabel Tesefer Shabbos. And then he says, "V'yesh oserim in kibbalah b'Tesefer Shabbos." And some say that it's oser. So according to the rule, it means he's paskening that you're allowed to make a Ruvi Chatzeres even after Tesefer Shabbos. Mikra din. The problem is over there, the Shulchan Aruch in Reis Samach Aleph. That once you say Baruch Hu, even though it's Yom, you cannot make the Ruvi Chatzeres anymore. See, even if they said Marv, even though Yom, once you say Baruch Hu, you can't. So that's the kashrut the Bir Lacha deals with over there. So he one answer which they give is the difference between a Kabbalah Shiachar and a Kabbalah Sibur. So we're talking about the individual person is on Kabbal Shabbos early. So that's not such a chomer dekadin. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that Ruvi Chatzeres is permitted after the time, even for that individual. But if the whole Tzibur, Baruch means that Tzibur was Kabbal Shabbos already. Once the whole Tzibur is Kabbal Shabbos already, then you cannot be Ma'ar of Ruvi Chatzeres. That's one teretz which he brings over there. And then he brings the Dagon Mavava, which has a fascinating idea. Dagon Mavava says there's a difference between Makabal Tosefer Shabbos and Makabal Shabbos. Okay, so there's a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos, which means the Torah came along that Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos. So I said, I'm adding on to Shabbos, but I'm adding on something to Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, and I'm adding something. Or I'm being makabel Shabbos. So I say I'm makabel Shabbos. What I'm saying is I'm being makabel to be knowing this man with all the halachos of Shabbos. Well, on Shabbos you can't do Ruvi Chatzeres. If I say I'm mekabel Tosefer Shabbos, what I'm saying is I'm giving mekabel a zman where there's a mitzvah to something called Tosefer Shabbos. So I'm not over there. I'm not being mekabel the full kedusha Shabbos. He says I'm calling this man Tosefer Shabbos, not Shabbos. So because I'm doing so, the Dagom Rav, which is done in Behuda, feels in that situation a Ruvi Chatzeres is still mutter. But a person says I'm mekabel Shabbos, he means full kedusha Shabbos, then he can't be my Ruvi Chatzeres. That's his. That's the chiddush of the Dagon Rav. It's a fascinating idea. It really comes out relevant when you're mekabel Shabbos. Really, he's saying you really have two options: how to mekabel Shabbos early. You can mekabel Tosefer Shabbos, or you can mekabel Shabbos. So it's not, it's an afkamino. According to him, would be an afkamino. Amir la'aka was mutter ben ashmashas. So mekabel to sefer Shabbos would not preclude that. Mekabel kedusha Shabbos might preclude that according to him.
Now, let me ask a question. Suppose it's let's say Shabbos really begins at 6 o'clock. To sefer Shabbos, let's say it begins at 5, right? You're roughly an hour beforehand, right? But you haven't davened mincha. So can you fully accept Shabbos before you daven mincha, or you know what happens if you haven't daven mincha yet and you try to do a quote unquote Tosefta Shabbos?
Okay, so let me clarify. So Nikra than a Tosefta Shabbos. Let me finish the full thought and I'll answer your question. Okay. First of all, the Nikra's amount of Tosefta Shabbos is.
I thought it's plag mincha, no.
Let me finish my full thought, okay?
I'm sorry.
So, the Ikur's Manu to Sefer Shabbos is that there's a mitzvah say to add on to Shabbos. So, you want to add on to Shabbos. How much do you have to add on to Shabbos? How much of the mitzvah? To Sefer Shabbos is chiyuv, a person chiyuv to do. How much is that? So, Tosfos comes along and says that, obviously, the moments of, let's say, according to the Gra, that sunset already is a Sefer Lila. You can't do Malacha Sefer Lila. Obviously, you can't do Malacha then. So, I'm not sure exactly when Shkia is. You know, maybe my clock is off. There's going to be a minute or two. Nobody is allowed to do malacha down to the wire, even without a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos. You can't take a chance on that, right? This might not be poison. Why not eat it? It might be poison. I wouldn't eat it, right? So I think it's probably not Shkia yet. Well, but it might be Shkia. So don't turn on that light. So number one, then he says that to sefer Shabbos is you have to be mekabel a minimum amount of time, enough that it's nicker that you did something, which a person can assume is about 3-4 minutes. So the Ikur's Motus Sefer Shabbos is about 5-6 minutes before Shkia. That's what everybody's
Mechuyev. You're saying that's the minimum shear.
That's the minimum shear. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be Mechabel to Sefer Shabbos is even more, but not before to Plag HaMincha.
Okay. So, quote unquote, the earliest you could possibly accept Shabbos is Plag HaMincha.
Right. Now, so the next question is Mekabel Shabbos Estira to Mincha? So this is a Machlokes in the Achronim, and according to this Dagger Mavavah, the Achronim assume there's a difference in what you're Mekabel. It's a Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, not Estira to Mincha. It's an essay to be Noeg Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos. If you're Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos, you can't have Mincha anymore. So,
And does the Dagger Mavavah hold you have to be Mekabel as a two-stage process?
So that's an interesting question. I discussed this once with the Rabbi Hirschfeld, the person. My Pesach.
The person you go to as a Pesach.
Right. He felt that there was indications from the talking about that it really was a two-stage step process you're supposed to do. So really, according to him, is you should be Mekabel earlier on to Sefer Shabbos, then later on, it's because you're Mekabel actual Shabbos. The questions to Sefer Shabbos are multiple. Is do you need an Amira, or is it just automatic? According to some Rishonim, it's automatic. According to some Rishonim, you need an Amira. You have to be Mekabel it. Is it this two-stage process or one stage, or the two stages or not? Right. Call correctly, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rab, which is also Mashma, that it's two different types of Kabbalah. And then the next question is being Mekabel Shabbos, this, whatever you mean Mekabel, is that considered something which would be contradictory to Tfilas Mincha, which would preclude you from davening? Because then Mincha becomes a very big headache. Shul davens Mincha, 15 minutes before Shkia, and they start 13 minutes before Shkia, and they finish Mincha 2 minutes before Shkia, so when you Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, it's too late already. According to Tosfos Cheshbon, it's too late to be Mekabel. So if you can, you can be Mekabel for Mincha, you're Mekabel for Mincha. If you can't be Mekabel, if you hold it, so the he suggested that you should make a Tanai. That the person should be Mekabel for Mincha and say, if the Kabbalah is not a stira to Mincha, I mean Mekabel Shabbos now, to Sefer Shabbos now, and I'll still have Mincha afterwards. If it is, I don't want to be Mekabel now, I don't want to lose Mincha. I mean it should take effect. As soon as I finish Mincha, it'll take effect. So as soon as you finish your
Shmoneh Esrei?
Shmoneh Esrei.
Or you have to wait until the end and then do all
that? No, until you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Then there is a levush, which is a mashal that works out as a denetter. What you're really doing is committing to be noiv like Shabbos. And therefore he holds up, let's say a person did it betos, there's a torsador on a Kabbalah to separate Shabbos. Which is like, it's according to him, it's a netter that then it's like a whole different concept. It's not a bechlal Kabbalah to Kedusha Shabbos, it's a din and an anhaga. You're undertaking a certain anhaga by saying I'm going to act as if this was Shabbos. So it's a totally different concept. Well, that is mash where there's a Reb Sadigoyin, I think, that holds that Hadlokas Neiris. I mean, Doug Mubar points out that Hadlokas Neiris, he holds it that you can't make a Tanai in it, etc. Because he holds it, he learns it because it's Kedusha Shabbos. So halakas neir Shabbos basically is automatically like borchu for women. Halakas neir Shabbos for women is like borchu for men.
Yeah.
What if so according to the Tosefta Shabbos, I don't know.
What if you don't have a woman to light for you? What if you're lighting for yourself?
No, some men, it doesn't do that. Okay. Sif Gimel. Erev L'Shnayim. So there's two people which needed an Erev, and both of them asked Reuven to take care of making the Erev for them. And so Reuven made the Erev for Yehuda, he made the Erev for Yisachar, he made their Erev. Lechad mi bojoim. He made one of them, he made the Reuven Chatzeris when it was still clearly daytime. Then the Erev, but the Erev was consumed, the Benesh Moshes. So the Erev has to be intact when Shabbos starts. Well, Shabbos might have started, it's Benesh Moshes, right? So if you said the beginning of Benesh Moshes is already Shabbos started. So once Shabbos starts, the Erev is consumed or destroyed, it's fine. Okay, now, Echad Erev Benesh Moshes. The second one, he made the Erev Benesh Moshes. We're saying you're allowed to make an Erev Benesh Moshes. So now we should say Mamonashach. If for the second guy it works, it means it's still not Shabbos, it means the first guy's Erev was eaten before Shabbos. If the first guy's works, it means Benesh Moshes is ready at nighttime, so the second guy's Erev is too late. No, the Loch Hashneim Kano Erev, both work. Shalo Oysa Shenechal Erev by Benesh Moshes on a Cheshem Oysa Laila. For the one that the Erev was consumed, we say, well, it's ready nighttime, ready earlier, so it's ready consumed after nightfall, so that's not a problem. Okay. But if somebody made an error of Benesh Moshes, and then it was consumed Benesh Moshes, so then he's stuck. So that's awesome. Now, we'll see Mishabur about it in a second. Erev L'Shem, you give him. Shishnayim Asu Shliach La'ar Bishulan. So, two people made Reuben and Shliach to make a Reuben Chateres for them. This is true for Erev Tashin as well. So, for the first guy, we say, Aruch Hashem Asalayla, Ukar Chal Erev. It's already nighttime. Ben Ishmael is already nighttime. So, the Erev was already effective earlier, and now when it's consumed, it's not a problem. But the second fellow, so he made a Benesh Moshes, it's still daytime. Okay. So we have one person doing an action for two people. The two actions are contradictory. We're able to do that. We're okay with the fact that we're going to give this one individual who's making the error for both. We're going to give him his. We're going to say both of his actions are effective, even though that's impossible. Avlim Erev. But if one individual, both things happen to Benesh Moshes, we're not going to be this lenient. We're going to say that he made the Erev the Reuben Chatzeres Benesh Moshes because it's still Yom. It's not a Benesh Moshes. No, really, it's Laila. Like, so we'll be within one action. We have a contradiction. We're not going to do that now. What's an interesting question is, you see from this that we look at Benish Moshes as one's man. We don't say that sometimes during Benish Moshes is Laila. In other words, I could look at Benish Moshes theoretically in many different ways. You say that we have a suffix, is Laila the beginning of Benish Moshes, or is Laila the end of Benish Moshes? Right? That's two possibilities. Or the third possibility is that sometime during this period of time is when Laila starts. Right? So that's the third possibility. So if the third possibility is true, so then this case should be fine. I'll argue that if the sun set at 6 o'clock, and we'll say the Tetzichom is 7 o'clock, right? He made the Ruvah Chatzeris at 6:20, and it was eaten at 6:30. So let's argue, 6:20 was still young. 6:30 was already nighttime, because it became nighttime at 6:25. So that we're not going to say. We're going to say, well, Benish Moshes is yom. So you can make an error of them, but if it was eaten then, it was eaten by day. If it's nighttime, it was eaten by night, but you can't make an Ruvah Chatzeris, it's been it's nighttime already. So we argue that argument, yes.
So my understanding, based on something that Rabbi Hauer said from Baltimore, he said that the first 11 minutes for sure is still day after Shkia. He said, up until 11 minutes after, because he says, in particular, he says, you see it on Shabbos, you know.
Can I stop you right there? I disagree with that first statement.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know what he said, but the way you're saying it over is, it's a sveika to argue that it's yom, and therefore, in certain things, we may call that it's yom. But that's vada yom. That's not vada yom means you're allowed to drive your car then. I don't think he's saying that.
No. First of all, I'm talking about on Shabbos, you know, at mincha time, up until 11 minutes after Shkia, you can still wash for shalashudas.
I understand. I get it. It's a sveika. But to say it's vada yom, if it's vada yom, that means Friday night you can drive your car then. So I don't want you to drive your car then.
I don't think he was saying that.
Okay.
I don't think he was saying that. I think he was saying on Shabbos.
Well, there's no difference. Benish Moshes is true. It doesn't change between one day to the next.
Right.
If it's vada yom on Shabbos, it's vada yom on Friday. It's vada yom on Thursday. If it's vada yom on Friday, so why can't I drive my car then? See, he didn't say the word vada, I would assume.
I don't remember exactly.
Okay, right. So let's correct that for the record.
But again, he was saying that, you know, up until 11 minutes after Shkia on, let's say, Saturday afternoon / evening, you could still wash and make hamotzi for shalashudas.
That's true.
Okay, so then...
Because it's a svek sveka.
It's a svek sveka? Why is it a svek sveka? I mean, that it's a sefek, I understand, but how is it a svek sveka? I mean, it's after Shkia. We don't know.
Because there's a man in the Gemara which says that Benish Moshes doesn't start right after Shkia. And there's a machloikas we showed him, and it's in how we paskin, and we don't know how to paskin. So according to that opinion, it is actually yom after sunset. According to whether you hold it to grow or not, he holds that Benish Moshes does not start immediately. His name is Reb Yossi. He's a good Tana, Reb Yossi.
Yeah.
We have the greatest regard for him. He's a
look. He's a Tana. I mean, that says you know, a great deal.
So we have the first argument is it could be Cardinal Bierce has not been Benish Moshes yet even, and the second argument even is Benish Moshes. Benish Moshes is a suffix yom suffix laila. Hence, it's a svek sveka. So I would not tell you should drive your car in a svek sveka, but I want to tell you if you want to wash your shoshudas, Mishmur Pasen, you're allowed to wash even up to half an hour, because as long as you're hungry. So we didn't put the chumras of Benish Moshes to prevent you from being not in a state of Anik Shabbos. So Mishra, you can watch up to half an hour after Shkia.
Okay.
Okay.
I was unaware of that. Okay.
Okay. Since Simon Shin Saridal, Savak Eruv Madino. Okay. Savak Eruv. So a person made Savak Eruv. Savak Imhoya Kayim Benish Moshes Imlav. He made an Eruv, but he's not sure if it was destroyed or consumed, Benish Moshes. So he knew it was Vare there, and he's not sure if it was taken away. So so we have a Chazaka which tells him that it's still in place. Mutter, Vahushi, Hoyle, Cheses, Kashrus. So we knew it was Vare there. We have a subject if something happened to it. So Chazaka said it's still there. Kashanich Hashem, Verba Suffolk. So we knew for sure it was there, and we have a doubt if something happened. But if there was not a cheses kashrus, how so? So Erev is Rabbanon. It's a Sabbath Rabbanon. Look, look. Maybe I asked God to make it Erev. I have no idea if he did it, made it or not. Maybe he made it. Maybe he didn't make it at all. You know, he's a forgetful guy. I have no idea whether he rely on it or not, but it's a possibility. So Suffolk Shri Mutter. No, that's not true. We're not going to make on that. So Akhti Mishabura. We don't know. We knew there was an error, but we're not sure if something happened to it. Okay. Many day we know that the Arab is gone. It's not there anymore. That we see. We don't know when it happened. We knew it was intact. We don't know when it happened. And it's possible that it happened before Benish Moshe started. Now, if it happened Benish Moshe, that's the din which you had before. You had an Arab which was there. Even Yovani was eaten Benish Moshe. It's still okay. But somebody over here, it's possible it was actually eaten or destroyed before Benish Moshe. I know I put it up at Shkia's at 5 o'clock. I put it there at 4 o'clock. I know it was there for sure there. I come back at 7 o'clock and it's gone. It's Nechel. An animal took it away. Something happened to it. But when did it happen? I don't know. Maybe it happened at 5:30. Maybe it happened at 4:30. Maybe it happened at 6:59. So the Chazaka tells me that it was still there, Benish Moshe's, beginning of Benish Moshe's. Everything is wonderful. But if it's Safek, if you ever made it to start with, out of the Pasuk Leil, Simish Zerah Gimel, Simish Zerah Gimel, Simish Zerah Gimel, Simish Zerah Gimel, I just said in the last simon that you can put a Benish Moshe's. Well, if it's Laila, it's too late. So you have an Erev, which doesn't, it's not a Vada Erev. And the possibility that it was Laila, there's no Erev at all. So I have a Suffolk, if there was an Erev. So, and that's okay. So I started the Suffolk, and Hunach Klal Garatve. That, we know you did the Maisa making an Erev. We have a doubt about whether it was effective or not. But over here, we're not even sure if there was a Maisa Erev B'Klal. Let's say you use something which you realize afterwards was questionable if it was kosher. So it has to be something which is edible, and the possibility it's not kosher, it's not edible, it's not an eruv. Okay, so that would be the equivalent of saying you're not sure if you ever was an eruv, if that was a maisa of hanochas eruv at all. That'll be more chomer.
If it
wasn't the Maisa Hanachas Erev, so. Correct. We have a different problem over here. If the truth is, this whole halacha seems to be strange. Some of them are on the kula. So what do you need the chazaka for? Even other chazaka. Some of them are on the kula. Maybe there's an Erev. So that's clear. Chazal wanted some level more than that. It's within the rules of Sabbath Rabbanan the Kula, they said, let's be machmer. So the question is, what did they add on? So they said, you know, they could have added on. We're not accepting any suffix at all. That they didn't add on. They added on, we'll accept the suffix which comes with a chesus kashus. That seems to be the best way to understand it. But the question is better than the answer. Okay, Beis. Sark Shia Erev Benish Moshe's B'makom Sharoi Lit Loi. The Erev has to be accessible at the time when it's going to take effect. Hilchim Nafal of Gal Vayno Yachol Lit Loi B'loi Morav Chatzina Zoster. If you put an Erev and then the house collapsed, and the only way to get the Erev out would be to do Melachas Deraisa, of digging it out in the way which would be the Melachas Deraisa. So then it's not a valid Erev. But we had before, if all you have to do is the Rabbanan to get to it, Benish Moshe's, Shus Legos or Benish Moshe's, so therefore the Erev would be effective, because theoretically I could do the Rabbanan and access the Erev. There's a Gemara which is mashma that it could be even without that argument, the Minish Mosh is being more kuludik. It's only a problem which is intrinsic in the item. The Rabbanon is not considered intrinsic in the item, and therefore the item is considered usable, just there's a practical problem. So Moore says, if you have the malacha, the raisa, to get to the food, so that's considered an invalid eruv. And malacha d'rabbanan, the Moore has at least one step of the Gemara, an eruv is mashma, that would be acceptable, even on Shabbos, because the food is intrinsically usable. Rashi learns the Gemara. Once nighttime comes, you're allowed to eat the Erev. Now, truly, you didn't eat a Benish Moshe, it's still valid, but that's not lachachila. But once it's Bare Laila, hey, eat it.
You eat the entire Erev and it's still, I thought, doesn't at least some of the Erev have to exist through Shabbos?
No. We actually have Sayyid Law, but Meshachas B'Shabbos, and you should actually use it for the meal. Now, Badavka Makam Shinoigam La'arav call Erev Shabbos. If you'd make an Erev once for the whole year, then obviously you shouldn't be eating it on Shabbos, because we won't have an Erev for next Shabbos. But if you're making Erev Shabbos, every Shabbos you're making a new Erev, so then we say, Adarabba, it was used for a mitzvah, let's use it for other mitzvahs. So the same way we have a Siddiyah of the Ruvi Tashilin, that you should use the bread from the Erev Tashilin for your Lecha Mishnah, and should be Betzeah on it. So similarly, by Erev Chatzer is the same thing. Okay. Mishmar Gimel, Beloy Marav Chatzina Oser. You can't get it without digging it out with a shovel and a pickaxe. But if you do not need to do malachas, the rices to get to it, you only need to do a drabana moving muksa. So it would still be a valid eruv.
What's the law for the rest of you?
If you're digging it out, it's sort of like it's charesh. By now, depending on how it's set up, Rashi said it's the Raisa. We'll see it in Sif Gimel. You should use the Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos. Time the holy Shabbat Michal Mitzvah, Nasa the Mitzvah Cheres. Once you use it for one mitzvah, you don't want to downgrade it. This thing is it's a mitzvah item, so you shouldn't use it for namin. You should use it for mitzvahs. So I use it for Ruvah Chatzeris, so now I'm going to use it for the Lecha Mishnah. So why Shabbos morning? Why don't you use it Friday night? Because the night time, sometimes you don't wait till Barei Laila. And the Chachila, we want it to be the whole Benish Moshes. So suggesting use it at nighttime is encouraging him to eat it too early, possibly. But we say use it for Shabbos morning, right? It's wonderful. I would say it's preferable to make an Eruv not every week, but the one which lasts for multiple weeks. Because we're worried otherwise you might forget. Finally, it was Mashuk Savdi Shom B'Sifhei. That over there, Mr. Burr brought opinion, actually it's better to do it every week. Because he's worried about the matzah, which they would use. They didn't have preservation the way we have, and you end up the matzah becoming inedible. Then you have a problem. Pamachas, if you made it for the whole year, and then it's eaten on that Shabbos, so the rest of that Shabbos is fine, but the next Shabbos ready, you're going to need a new one. Okay. Gimel. Notzim and Migdal Menol Bafonov. He put it into this box. Migdal is like a box. And he locked it in. Then before Benish Moshes, He lost the key. So now you have a situation where Benish Moshe's, the food is inaccessible. Because practically, you don't have the key. And there's going to be some level of an Isra involved in breaking through the box to get to the food. If the only way you can access it is talking about doing a malacha gemura, which would be malacha deraisa, so then it's considered as if there's no erev, because it's not accessible. But if all you need to do is malacha derabanan to get to it, so benish moshes, chazal weren't gezer on that. So legabi, the tzarech mitzvah, we're going to argue, was if it is accessible, and therefore the erev is valid. Okay, let's leave the Mishnah Berurah for next week.